The COVID-19 pandemic has claimed the lives of more than 4,000 people in Wisconsin. This week, as we approach the end of the year, WPR is profiling some of the people we lost. Today, reporter Megan Hart tells us about Charles Shepard. He died in June.
Not everyone finds what they're meant to do in life, but Charles Shepard did. That's according to his family and his colleagues at the Milwaukee VA. Charles grew up in Chicago with seven sisters. His only brother died while serving in the Navy. Charles, along with sisters Valerie and Deborah, were the babies of the family. When their older siblings moved out, Valerie says Charles stepped up.
He was the one that really took care of us. You know, he walked us home from school, kind of be that big brother protector kind of thing.
Eventually, Charles joined the Navy. Valerie followed in their father's footsteps and joined the Army. She settled into military life more easily than her brother. After her service, she learned Charles was struggling with addiction. He stayed with her for a while, but he couldn't find steady work. He told her he didn't want to be a burden. Then he was gone. Charles lost touch with his sisters, but they wouldn't give up. A search eventually led Deborah to her brother's sponsor, who took down her contact information. Charles reached out, later visiting his family.
And we just, you know, hugged him and kissed him and told him how much we missed him and that he's our only brother and that he can't do this to us.
Valerie says her brother promised to do better, and she believes that's what he was doing in his role as a peer support specialist with the Milwaukee VA. Charles initially visited the VA for help. It became the place he helped hundreds of other veterans overcome their own struggles. In 2013, psychologist Aaron Williams was on the committee that hired Charles for his position in the VA's homeless outreach program. Aaron says Charles had charisma and a talent for connecting with others.
Unlike so many people that you see that have really had a rough road, he still had this spark about him. There was just this positive energy.
Charles knew what it was like to be homeless, and at work, he was often the initial point of contact for homeless veterans. He helped them find a safe place to stay and explained how they could talk to landlords about their past. He earned his associate's degree with plans to continue his education. Aaron says he wanted to become a social worker.
He had a natural bent for learning. If he wasn't doing something correctly, he wanted to know how to do it better.
Colleagues say Charles truly believed in the power of one veteran helping another. Aaron says Charles also loved bowling and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And so this year I know why the Steelers are doing so well. He's got strings.
Charles and his friend Dorothy McCollum, a social worker at the VA, often went to jazz concerts and baseball games. She was there when he closed on his first house. While they were eventually colleagues, the pair met in recovery. Dorothy, who already had years of sobriety, thought Charles came on strong at first, but that was him.
He was so resilient with learning, with appreciating this new way of life, and just being so outgoing, so caring, and loud and obnoxious, all at the same time.
She says she'll miss her friend, who always had a pocket full of ink pens and who called her one of Charles's angels.
Yeah, and it's only certain people he gave that title to. So I was fortunate to be one of his angels. So was Dr. Williams.
But Dorothy says the most important person in Charles's life was his 3-year-old son, Isaiah.
He loved his son so much. He even would take him bowling. His sisters got videos of him teaching the baby how to bowl.
Valerie says she's proud of the changes her brother made in his life and of the relationships he built along the way. She says many of his friends in Milwaukee reached out after his death to see if they could help.
They said, you know, we are doing this because your brother was such a good friend to us, you know, and we wanted to do for him as he did for us.
Friends and family say Charles was healthy before he contracted the coronavirus. He was 61. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.